Page 38, measure number 27-128, Polk County Fire District Number 1. Referred to the people by the district board, renewal of 5-year local option levy for emergency services operations. Question, shall district levy taxes of 19 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years, beginning 2019-2020 for emergency service operations? This measure renews current local option taxes. Summary, Polk County Fire District No. 1 is seeking to continue its current operation levy of 19 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The fire district currently operates with a 19-cent levy expiring in 2018-2019. This renewal would extend the current levy and would not increase taxes from current rate. The Board of Directors approved the renewal on the ballot to address 3 major district needs. 1, hiring 1 full-time firefighter paramedic. The district's call volume increased by 12% last year and 42% over the last 5 years. Additional staffing is needed to meet the district's response goals. 2, hiring a part-time fire marshal. The fire district has been operating without a fire marshal since 2012 when the full-time fire marshal was laid off. 3, meeting the minimum projected for the district's equipment replacement plan. The levy would raise approximately $249,743 in 2019-2020, $258,462 in 2020-2021, $267,486 in 2021-2022, $276,825 in 2022-23, and $286,490 in 2023-2024. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. Explanatory statement. On February 6, 2018, the Polk County Fire District No. 1 Board of Directors voted to refer an operating levy in the amount of 19 cents per $1,000 of assessed value to the May 2018 ballot. If the levy on the May ballot passes, it would renew the current levy and would not increase taxes from the current rate. If the levy does not pass, a levy would not be assessed, which would mean a cost to individuals would not be assessed. If the levy does not pass, should the levy not pass, the fire district's revenue would decrease from the current level by approximately 8%. If the levy does not pass, in addition to the district being unable to implement the items listed in the next section, the following changes would likely occur. 1, there would be a reduction in staffing during certain hours. When personnel are sick or on vacation, those shifts would go unfilled. 2, the district would not be able to fund the equipment replacement plan as projected. There would be other reductions throughout the budget, such as decreases in outside training, but the majority of reductions would come from the 2 items above. If the levy is passed, should the levy pass, the fire district would maintain the current taxing rate. If the levy passes, the funds would be used as set out below. Number 1. Addition of 1 firefighter paramedic. The fire district currently has 3 firefighter paramedics on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as well as 2 daytime firefighter paramedics. The fire district's response goals, documented in the standard of cover, show the need for additional staffing due to an increase in call volume. With the addition of 1 firefighter paramedic and moving the 2 daytime firefighter paramedics to 24-hour schedules, the fire district would have 4 firefighter paramedics on duty 24/7, providing 84 hours per week more coverage than currently available. Number 2, addition of a part-time fire marshal. In 2012, the district laid off the full-time fire marshal. Since then, the district has not been able to fulfill all the duties of that position. 3, equipment replacement plan. A rate of 19 cents per $1,000 of assessed value would allow the district to meet the basic elements of the equipment replacement plan through the life of the levy. Further information can be attained by calling 503-838-1510. Submitted by Ben Stange, Fire Chief, Polk County Fire District No. 1. No arguments were submitted in favor or opposition to Measure 27-128.